Let's take a situation in which a person is truly wanting to have a feeling of an orderly progression forward, but their intentions are quite often diverted by what I'd call unplanned interruptions. What sort of segment intention would you suggest?
Of course, as the segment intending becomes more defined and as you get better at it, you will have far fewer interruptions. You have been encouraging the interruptions because of your lack of segment intending in the past. As you begin your day envisioning free-flowing, smooth-flowing life experience, you have eliminated some of those interruptions already. And for those interruptions that come forth, you will deal with those segment by segment, simply by saying at the beginning of the interruption, this will be brief and I will not lose my train of thought. I will not lose the momentum that I have set forth. I will deal with this quickly and efficiently and get on with what I was doing.
Good. I've said through the years, I wish that I were a lot more of me so I could experience all the things that I want to experience in time. Is there a way that we can use segment intending so we can have more experiences, so we can do more of the things we're wanting to do?
You will find as you become efficient at your segment intending that you will have many more hours in your day to do those things you are wanting to do. Many of the things that you are wanting to do have not been coming forth to you because you have not given clarity of thought to them and thereby attracted them.
Right.
And so the segment intending itself will give you that which you are seeking in this question.
Since we have the choice of creating what we want, either on purpose or creating by default, why does it seem like the majority of people choose by default?
Because they do not understand the laws. They really do not understand that they have the choices. They have been assuming that things are one way when really they are not that way. They have come to believe in fate or in luck. They say, this is reality, this is just the way it is. They are not understanding that they have control of their experience through thought. It is like playing a game where you do not know the rules, and soon you grow tired of the game because you have no control in it. It is of great value for you to give your conscious attention to what you are wanting. Otherwise, you will be swept up by the influence of that which surrounds you. You are bombarded by stimulation of thought, and unless you are setting forth the thought that is important to you, you will receive a thought that may or may not be important to you. If you are not knowing what you want, then it is good for you to set forth the intent, I want to know what I want. And as you set forth that desire, you will begin attracting data, you will begin attracting opportunity, you will begin attracting many things to select from. And you will get a better idea of what you are wanting by the steady parade of ideas that will flow to you.
Now, the person that doesn't even say, I want to know what I want, but just says, as far as I know, I don't want anything. I don't have any wants or feelings. They're in some kind of a flat or might say listless state. Would you say anything to them?
We would say wanting is the beginning of all deliberate creating. And so if you refuse to allow yourself to want, then you are really refusing the deliberate control of your life experience. You are physical beings, indeed, but there is a life force or an energy force, a God force, a creative energy force that flows into you from the inner dimension. Your doctors, in all of their notice of it, do not know much about it. They know that some have it and some do not. They will say, this one is dead, he has no life force, but they do not understand what it is. That creative life force flows into you for the extension outward toward whatever you are wanting. In other words, that is the process by which your thought brings to you whatever it is you are giving thought to.
Mm-hmm.
And so as you are making decisions about what you are wanting, this life force or energy is flowing into you and out of you, attracting whatever it is you are giving your thought to. But when you are not giving any deliberate thought, then that energy is flowing into you but not out of you. And so you have that feeling of sluggishness or lethargy, that flat feeling that you have described. That is the feeling that you get when you are in stagnation. That is the feeling you get when you are not having growth. That is the feeling you get when you are not deliberately setting forth thought.
We live in a nation where almost everyone eats every day and has a place to sleep and has clothes, and almost everyone, what I call, gets by. And I meet people who say, you know, I want enough to get by, but I can't somehow build up my wants or my desire strong enough to bring anything major or special into my life. What would you say to a person in that situation?
The reason that you are not wanting more is because you have convinced yourself that you cannot have more, and you are wanting to avoid the disappointment of wanting and not getting. But you are not receiving what you want, not because you are not wanting it. It is because you are focusing upon the lack of it, and by law of attraction, you are attracting the subject of your thought. As you want something and then you say, but I've wanted it and I did not get it, now your attention is upon the lack of what you want, and by the law you are attracting the lack. And as you are thinking of what you are wanting, you are feeling exhilarated, you are feeling excited, you are feeling positive emotion. But as you are thinking of the lack of what you are wanting, you are feeling negative emotion, you are feeling disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
Your disappointment is your guidance system saying to you what you are giving thought to is not what you are wanting. And so we would say, allow yourself to want a little. Put your thoughts upon what you are wanting. Feel the positive emotion that comes forth from wanting. Let the disappointment go away. And in your giving thought to what you are wanting, you will attract it.